Do we need to take attendance or no? Okay, we're all here. All
right.
First order of business is to approve the minutes of November 1st, 2018.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All right. Any amendments or changes or discussion? No? Okay. So I'll call the vote.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? No. Okay. The next one are the meetings from December 5th. Anyone move to approve those?
Kathy?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We have the first resolution is to schedule a public hearing on naming a county-owned asset. Do I have a motion to move that forward?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
Yes. I would also like to be added to the sponsors.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right. We'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so moved. Next resolution, approving the execution, I'm sorry, I should read the numbers. Resolution number 20, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 with Selco Partnership. A motion to move this resolution?
I will move it for discussion.
Move it for discussion, okay.
I'll second it.
Yeah. I did have some questions about this and didn't quite know who to address them to. One is whether or not, and I don't know, will it be Mark?
Yeah, and then I can.
Yeah. Do we have from the provider a coverage area chart, and can we get from them a list of the other Wi-Fi networks or cell networks in that same region? I'd also like to know the setbacks from any residential or work or healthcare facilities. I couldn't tell from what was provided.
Yeah, the water tower.
It's a water question on that too. There was no B. Usually, there's a B that clearly puts out the full
schedule.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it was just language. It's typical of the contract, but I didn't see anything other than a diagram that probably would have had that information on it.
Yeah,
I see there's a B, but there's nothing.
Approved equipment.
And what type?
I'll go look real fast, see if I can see something. Resolution 20?
Yes.
And is our agreement put in place before a zoning review that might look at things like the heights? I guess it's not going to be much visual impact on the water tower.
Because it's county property, so we wouldn't be...
You don't have to have a permit.
...under the same zoning regulations. What's that?
Tracy had that question, too.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think the reason that there is no Schedule B is because the Schedule B is typically fees that we are owed... I mean, that we owe to another company, and this is a revenue contract. We're getting money in... to place the tower up there, so it's more like a lease of the space, and it does state in there how much.
It's $2,900 a month.
It's about $20,000 a year is pretty standard for them, so that's works out. In this location, I suspect that there's not a problem with duplication of. Redundancy of service,
right.
But it would be nice to know that there's not. And it would be nice to know the setbacks from people who might want to stay away from it if we put it on there. And
right. So we can ask them for a coverage provider chart that includes kind of a map of the area.
If I may, this is using an existing water tower as a cell tower.
As a site
to
put.
Tower, and yeah. We're going to put it on top.
Okay. And, but it hasn't, for some reason, this sounded familiar to me. I thought we already, that this was just a renewal, but it's new.
This is new.
Yeah. Okay.
And is there, we'll get this from the coverage map, but is there a gap in service that this is filling?
Yeah, I mean, so this is just right over here, and if you drive kind of up Route 32, you do notice that there's not great cell coverage throughout much of that area. It's between here and Rosendale, right, that it would help out. Mm-hmm. So, there's drop calls there from time to time. I drive that route every day. And
the real serious area where the calls are dropped is Lucas and 209
yeah.
Between Kingston and Rosendale or High Falls or Stone Ridge. It's consistent, and just to kind of tuck that away. I know this is county property,
right.
And
I mean, we can control what we can control as far as county property. If they put something up in Marbledale, right, the municipal, that would be a great place right there. But we can only control what the county owns.
And is this time sensitive if we ask for this information and then hold off for until maybe?
Yeah, so I mean, we're still in the process of painting the water tower, so.
Okay. Great. That gives us a little time.
So it can be held until we can get that information.
So we'll hold it. Is that called, we'll postpone it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So resolution 20 will go here.
Postponed?
Postponed. All right, next resolution number 24, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with Callanan Industries.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second. Any discussion? No, I just have one question. When was the contract originally, did the bid go out for it? And are you pretty confident, given the prices and fluctuations in oil, that
it was last year?
Last year we went out to bid.
Okay. So it's and this is our first extension.
It is a value
extension.
Add by keeping it in place.
Okay.
First extension. Last year we spent, and I know this is, Tracy's not here, the chair is not here, but she had called me earlier today for some questions and just wanted to know. Last year we spent $2,364,846.67 on this contract. Now this is different roads. And until we get through the winter and into the spring, we won't know how many roads we're going to actually do in-place paving on. Mm-hmm. But that gives you an idea what we spent last year.
Okay. All right. So
and again, this is CHIPS funding.
Okay. So motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Any opposed?
All righty.
Resolution number 25, execution of contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with A. Colarusso and Son.
I'll move it.
No second.
Any discussion?
So I'll just give you the same information, just so it's on the record. Last year we spent $62,777.32. And it's the same scenario where it was went out to bid last year, and this is the first extension.
Okay.
And just so you know, we don't have our CHIPS funding for this year because we get it at the same time as the state budget comes out. But last year, our total CHIPS funding was $3,368,422.25. And the reason we do these as rate contracts instead of a not to exceed is so that we can move money in between the CHIPS projects depending on what process we want to use and what roads need to be done.
Okay. Very good, thank you. So, ayes?
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Thank you. Resolution number 26, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with Gorman Brothers, Inc.
I'll move it.
Move it second.
Second.
Do we have any discussion? No, Mark, any comments?
Sure. So, again, same thing. And last year we spent $208,675.04.
Okay. So, a motion to approve, or ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Resolution 26 approved. Resolution number 27, approving execution of a contract in excess of $50,000. This is also with Gorman Brothers.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
I just have a question about, I assume that these in-place recycling, this one and the next resolution, that these are environmentally more friendly, it seems like. Do you have a way in which you prioritize when we can do this as opposed to some of the other processes? Or is it completely determined by the surfacing and the roads?
The condition of the road at the time has a lot to do with what you can do and you can't do, different
what's
processes.
Existing?
Right.
Your subbase, your subgrade,
right.
What conditions it's in, the thickness of it, you know, whether it, you know, you have support or not.
Whether you just need a patch. Full
weather conditions.
Yeah, I think I asked Tom about this last year when we were dealing with these contracts, and it seemed like they are, the department is trying to use the most environmentally friendly process whenever possible. And I think there's not a big differential in cost between them, so that they have that, you know, they have the alternatives without having to think cost. So I'm very glad to have these approaches incorporated.
Have any of these contracts been written to spec out use of ground glass as either subsurface or aggregate?
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
What's that?
Pavement marking uses ground glass.
They use spheres. The DOT had a ground glass specification, and they were having issues with it. So most of the counties and towns have not created their own, and the DOT has pulled it from their specification. So,
and typically we include the DOT specs for whatever process.
Well, maybe we could look at this. If Tom had been here, it was my question to him, because we're having the discussions in the recycling committees about glass no longer being a good product to sell, and that you can use it for fill for piping and things like that.
You can use it for subbase subgrade material.
Yeah, so there is a company apparently in Ulster County that can grind the glass or has some facility for doing that. Mm-hmm. So I had asked Suzanne Holt to look into that company, but I wanted to check with Tom before going too far down the road on that. So maybe we could flag it as something to bring up at the next meeting
some discussion on it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Herb.
No, the issue they were having is, you know, to get the bonding agent, which is the asphalt, the glass, you know, is very slick. So what happens is over a period of time, especially in the summertime when the asphalt heats up, you were getting shoving.
And it would just slide.
It was moving. So it was creating ruts and irregular pavement, and until they can solve that issue, you probably won't see a state specification with ground glass.
All right, so it might not be within the department that we have the need, although there, you know, that would be the question asked. Maybe at some of the buildings,
My issue with using it, if there's no state spec, is that most of these things were contracting services out, right? So even if there's a company that can provide us with the ground glass, that doesn't mean that Peckham or whoever Highway Reclamation, that they want to use it in their process.
Right.
That's not something that I'd be comfortable making them.
They did price.
Right.
And price up. Probably some state or federal funding that we wouldn't qualify if we were using it. Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, maybe there are other uses than road surfaces that we could investigate.
The pipes you mentioned.
Yeah, and Tom's probably happy to have that conversation.
Okay, any further discussion?
I want to just bring up something related. It's not specifically related to this discussion, but just to, it's a little bit down the road, but to keep in mind also, wherever possible, for the county and other municipalities to think about composting, as to mix compost in when you're doing the final cover or the landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be trying to promote markets for composting because one way or another we're expanding our countywide composting facilities. And there, we just had a meeting today. There's a huge level of interest in that. So just to be thinking about how the county could provide a market for a waste product that we're going to turn into a useful material.
I guess a question that would help us gauge the extent that we could pursue that would be how much fill does the department end up using, and do we have to purchase that generally?
Well, it kind of depends, your, you know, mm-hmm. year to year, project to project,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
how much fill is needed.
We have a quarry that's set aside, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you can use a material that you disturbed, if it's good material, to
infill.
Yeah, and I'm thinking particularly for reseeding and landscaping, not so much as fill, because I think it would be kind of not a good use of, unless there is a good reason, you know, the water retention or whatever.
Well, I guess I was just trying to get a sense of how much we, the county does of that activity.
Oh, yeah. Like the
landscaping and
mulching.
Mulching.
I mean, topsoil.
Yeah, that's a good point. If we aren't doing it, then it should
to
be this
start
source.
Thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, any further discussion? I'll take a vote on Resolution 27.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so moved. Resolution number 28, approving execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 with Peckham Road Corp.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
So on this one, we spent $268,350.66 on highway reclamation. It is a new contract, not an extension.
Okay.
This is an amendment. Sorry, this is an amendment.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's an extension. Sorry.
Extension.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion?
Nope.
All right, I'll take a vote. Ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so moved. Resolution number 57, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to sign a license agreement with Ulster County Agricultural Society, granting it use of the Ulster County Fairgrounds.
I'll move it.
Moved. Second.
Second.
If I could, real quick, there's a couple amendments that I spoke with the chair about earlier today. So we have added an Article 4, Section O, mm-hmm. which says the Agricultural Society shall provide and maintain recycling receptacles in all areas where garbage receptacles are located. And we've also added a section, or Article 4, Section P, which says the Agricultural Society shall inform all third parties utilizing the licensed premises of the county's polystyrene and plastic bag local laws and ensure compliance with the requirements of these laws.
Yes.
I'll make a motion for Resolution 57 as amended.
Okay. Second.
I'd also like to be added as a sponsor.
Think would we all like to be added to
sponsors? I would like to be also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, any further discussion? I'll take the vote.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
I could,
yes,
aye.
Yes,
one,
yes, sir.
Sorry, one more second. This is another 1 year because
right.
we believe that
yeah.
there needs to
yeah.
be some discussion with the Ag Society on some changes going forward, and the timeliness of this contract didn't allow for that. And so we will be bringing a 5-year, we believe, next year.
But
there will be discussions in this committee and with the chair on what needs to be added into this to make us feel a little bit more comfortable as the kind of overseer of the contract operation.
So that's why you deleted the language about the 7 years. Term and termination.
No, it's still in there.
Well, it says, under agreement, number one, Article 2, term and termination, the first two sentences of Article 2.
It used to say six, so that whole section was deleted.
Yes.
And then added, because this started in 2013.
Yes.
So we're saying it's 7 years. What was in there before in the license agreement, well, originally said five, and then last year we amended it to say six, and now this year we're saying seven.
Right, a year extension.
So 7 year, from going back year. To 2013.
I see.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And all the amendments we just voted on would be incorporated in the resolution as it goes forward in committees?
Right.
Okay.
You got it.
Excellent.
And then will you be bringing the information forward? Are you going to be bringing, is it Gary Newkirk in to speak with us, or how is that usually handled?
I think it would be important to bring conversation without Gary and see where we want to, where the county wants to go with this license.
Okay.
And then bring Gary into the conversation.
Yeah, because in the past, we, at least once a year, every contract cycle, we always afforded him the opportunity to come and speak and talk about, and I think that that should continue.
Absolutely, and that's kind of a separate track than what I'm talking about.
Right.
What I'm talking about is just some of the requirements.
Yeah, I understand.
And I don't want to get too full into it right now.
Yeah, but I just think that he should be in the future sometime.
I want to add a little anecdote about the fact that about 20 years ago, we started recycling at the Ulster County Fair with the vendors.
20 years ago about?
And,
wow.
And that program worked well. And then a few years later, we went back and said, and now you're going to compost. And
there's just no end.
We worked with Cornell Cooperative Extension and set up an on-site composting, and people would go, oh, should we use the chicken wire or the rotating bin, you know, and leave having had a change in mindset from someday we're going to recycle to going home and recycling compost. And we were written up in BioCycle magazine as the Blue Ribbon Fair, the best fair between Maine and Florida for the amount of food waste diversion that we were doing, and also the fact that it included public recycling to the scale that it did, and that program still continues. So,
very good.
Yeah,
now we're getting
little anecdote.
The
yeah.
Maybe next year we'll ban the Confederate flag.
That's
boy.
That would be wise, but it would be very controversial.
Okay, so I'm going to call the vote. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We did,
did
we?
Mm-hmm. No, we did that.
No.
We added everybody as sponsors.
Mm-hmm. I'll mark it on it as such once again.
Okay. Next resolution, number 58, amending capital project 390, Sundown Bridge Replacement.
I'll move it.
Mm-hmm. I'll second. And I have a question. I just can't picture where this is.
If you go from Olive down the Sundown Picamos Road, past the Picamos and the Blue Hole, and where you start to get to where the road branches, I think it's that bridge.
Does that make sense? Okay.
And I would like to have my name added to this as a sponsor, if possible.
And I had reached out to Tom on this. I said, gee, what happened? I think it was originally... was going to be about $125,000, and when they really took a good look at the bridge, they're replacing the whole thing now.
Yes.
So
yes.
Actually, the price isn't that bad.
Mm.
So, any further discussion? And if there's none, I'll call the vote.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next resolution, number 60. HVAC weatherization project on various county buildings.
Move it.
Second. Manna, open it up for discussion.
So we're moving money between buildings, essentially.
but it's a little bit more money than we expected. Is that because we're doing better, or are we doing more, or did the price go up?
Well, this year the capital program was adjusted a little bit. There's the boilers in this building that are on the back end of the useful life that have to be replaced. Same thing with the Trudy Resnick building, mm-hmm. and the same thing with air handler units at the record storage building are currently in the process of failing. So since it's such an important building, we need to get the money there so we can take care of that right away.
Yeah, that those were not an anticipated, when it came to the capital, prior to this year, but when it came to the capital plan, those were not an anticipated replacement.
I see.
But they've gotten to the point where, because we have to keep those records at a humidity level and a heat level, mm-hmm. We really need to get those fixed. That they're at the point to where they could fail any day now.
I think I saw there was one, most of this I understood, and I totally support the weatherization and the energy efficient upgrades. There was one that I thought involved a roof, and I just...
some of these units are on the roofs.
Well, the record center...
Sometimes there are equipment on the roof, but yeah. Was there any that had a roof repair? Was it any of those?
I think that was last year. There was when they were doing that down at the
there's
at
windows
SUNY.
At the courthouse.
Okay. All right. No, I just I thought I saw that most of it was equipment that was going to be on the roof.
Was this the backup you saw? I mean, I can let you.
Oops. Well, I'm not seeing it now, so it's a moot point. Thank you.
It doesn't leave you with too much left in your anticipated capital budget. I think you've only got about $250,000 left after you do these repairs. Is there anything on the horizon you're worried
about? This was already established, so we have other funds available in those capital projects. This is just adding additional money to that for what we're calling out here.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so moved. Resolution number 21, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 with Gotham Refining Chemical Corp.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second?
Second.
You got red.
I got to prevent some Legionella. I just say, I mean, it was kind of, I think this is a good line of work to be in. I mean, this seems like, I went out to bid, and this is the lowest responsible bid.
Right.
It seems high, but it's frequent in a lot of buildings, and it has to be done right. Yeah. So I guess that's...
I think there's strict kind of certifications that have to be done, and you have a limited taste as far as who can actually bid on these.
They have to be certified. And,
and follow the regs.
Do they provide manifests when they do this? I mean, I see coolants were involved, but I don't think they're the Freon coolants that I'm used to dealing with. Do they provide any manifests or any reports to you?
I believe to the maintenance department they do. This is also for glycol for the heating side of it, mm-hmm. as well as the Legionella side.
Okay, any other discussion?
I want to just pick up on that. The glycol is a liquid, right? Mm-hmm. It's basically
fluid.
An antifreeze. Mm-hmm. But a very big issue that we're going to be hearing more and more about is refrigerant management. So I just want to sort of bookmark that as a really critical issue in terms of greenhouse gases, because when Freon was phased out and CFCs were phased out, the replacement refrigerants, some of them are extremely potent greenhouse gases, some less so. And we're going to be trying to bring forward more information on that, but it really kind of relates to all these buildings with air conditioners and even the vehicles with air conditioners and so forth. It's And the book that I often cite, Drawdown, lists proper refrigerant management as a number one climate solution. So it's not, you know, and they're looking at the whole world versus hopefully, you know, the good practices we use here. But it's surprising how potent and, you know, in places you wouldn't think, like a dehumidifier and things like that. So just keep that in mind. It'll probably come up again, but it really relates to public works.
Well, every time that we have to pull freon out of a system, we have to do what's called recovery. It just doesn't get released. It's sucked out of it into a recovery unit.
And are your staff trained to do that, or do you bring in...
Most of it's contracted out.
Okay, great.
And the equipment's expensive, and there's like 20 different kinds of freon at this point.
Yeah. There's a gentleman from Warwick who has put together... It's an extremely complicated issue, but he's simplified it for Warwick and Orange County, and he's going to be bringing that presentation to Ulster County. So I'll be sure and let you know, and maybe even some of the staff could come.
Okay, we ready to call the vote?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I don't have anywhere to go.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. I just want to, for the record, again say that resolution number 20 for the Selco partnership is being postponed until next month's meeting. Go, thank you, Nettie.
Yep.
Next, resolution number 62, conveying parcel of county-owned real property acquired through Capital Project 501 to the town of Lloyd.
I'll move it. Or I'll second it.
Okay.
I'd also like to be added as a sponsor.
And I'd like to be added as a sponsor. This is my favorite.
Yeah, your favorite part.
It was my favorite before they were turning it into a parking lot for trails. Now it's like it's like the best ever, taking this parcel and turning it into this asset for the county. Really slick. Is that you, Don? Do you get the credit for that?
No, I was there. I propose a realignment of New Paltz Road because of the site distance problems.
Yeah, that started it.
And the DPW said, well, the house on the corner is going up for taxes, mm-hmm. so rather than sell it, the county kept it, mm-hmm. and then they tore it down. So that was a good solution to the problem. And it was cheaper than realigning the road.
Mm-hmm.
So. And a joint effort.
So that's why it was my favorite project up until then. Then somebody goes, well, you only need this much of that parcel for the sight lines. Mm-hmm. We're going to turn the rest of it into a trailhead for the rail trail.
And it's right across the street from the trailhead that's already there.
Oh, so it would be double parking?
Yes, you don't have to cross the road.
The cabooses?
Where
the old town garage was?
Yeah.
That's all parking for the, that is a trailhead.
Yeah.
And this is basically just slightly east of that across the street.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So it'll be like four, five spaces maybe.
Oh. But that.
You can get in there.
And this building's already down, right? Because we don't see any financial impact. Okay. That was my only question. All right. So I'm ready to call the vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, resolution moved. Resolution number 63, establishing capital projects 530 through 532, DPW bridge program, highways and bridges.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay, open this up for discussion.
These are bridges we're going to do ourselves. We're just buying the material, right?
Yep. Right.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Cheapest way to go.
And...
looking at the
Tappan Zee bridge panels. That would have been
right. You're too big. Thank you.
I was looking at the last resolved, and I understand this will be coming up in Ways and Means. We would like to strike it. The resolve that the Commissioner of Finance is hereby authorized to make necessary budgetary transfers between capital projects. we prefer that it comes in front of one of the committees. So again, even if it passed here, it's going to come up at Ways and Means.
I think that's pretty much how it's done now, though, right?
It is. But the chairwoman had brought up some concerns. You know, if a bridge goes over, if another one's under, with this language in there, they can just transfer money back and forth. Yeah. And it just seems cleaner if you could keep everything on one resolution and have it brought to us with any comments.
So the only thing I'll say is that the construction season is short, oftentimes, and if we are low on, say, the Stonehouse Bridge in the town of Denning, but slightly over for the Stonehouse Bridge in the town of Saugerties, it's meant that resolved so that the Commissioner of Finance can just move that money. You know, we're just talking about these three capital projects, so we're not talking about move them through all capital projects. If we have to wait, especially, you know, knowing that the legislature would like to move even further back some deadlines, if we have to wait 6 to 8 weeks possibly to do this, we could end up having to hold it over to the next construction season.
Yeah, see, that's...
Yeah, I would just say on these amounts, I mean, we're talking $200,000 for the whole project.
Yeah,
and
the amount left over
is bonding for it, though, correct? So you're bonding for a specific project?
He goes out to bond when it's done.
It just causes too much a delay. And you can't risk having a bridge that needs to work this year, because if it's needing it this year, that means it needs it, then have to go to the next construction season. Mm-hmm. You know, then you always got that fear of the state coming in.
Red flagging it,
shutting the bridge. Then you're sending traffic all around. You really got people fired up. So...
Yeah, I think this is an appropriate use of a bundling, if you will, to avoid an administrative delay.
Right.
And if we, you know, these projects total how much? It's
$600,000.
You know, if any one of these projects cost that amount, we would approve it.
Right.
So
I totally agree.
If it went out to bid, it would certainly well exceed that.
Right.
Yeah. So the cost of building in this extra process is substantial, and the benefit is minimal. Mm. So in this case, you know, I'd be open to doing this, you know, looking at this approach for other types of projects where we might have a bigger concern.
And
but we're talking, you know, we're talking about probably $25,000 to $50,000 that would need to be moved from one to the other on work that our own department is doing.
Unless you move it and then find out it's not a $200,000 bridge,
typically
it's an $800,000 bridge.
Remember, we can't exceed...
No, they would have to come back.
We can't exceed the entire amount. So... It's $585,000. Uh-huh. If we can't exceed for those three projects $585,000, we have to come back to you if
they run
those
over.
Three combined exceed that.
Right.
So
on a typical contract, you would have a contingency.
Mm-hmm.
On these, because they're purchasing materials, they don't have a contingency. That's why they sort of need
a little wiggle room.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to go to the Ways and Means Committee and just on record there as well, just strongly, you know, put my opposition to this. You know, I understand.
My only concern, if we don't pass it tonight, you're going to there's a possibility that you can cause problems that normally would not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're talking bridges.
If they're purchasing steel, they only roll steel at certain times. Certain sections, you have a 2-week window. If you lose that, you lose the whole year. Mm. So,
are we able to put contingency into these contracts, or because it's a government, we cannot?
There's no contracts for these, since we're just buying materials.
These are capital projects. So, okay. You'd just be giving us more money by adding contingency.
Well, that would be the alternative that we would start seeing if we require this kind of process here, is that the department would very likely, well, I would just say it would be a rational response to add $50,000 to each of these projects before they come to us and have us overfunding these projects in order to make sure that they have some margin that would normally be they would normally have in a contract with a consultant or a contractor. So,
this amount of money, I feel very comfortable.
Do you? Okay.
Is there any way, without amending this, but just to request that a report on these three, if money's going to be moved, that a report be given so that we have the awareness rather than a full amendment?
Rather than the extra voting.
I know that I think that your financial analyst has the ability to do that. I mean, whether we run it and send it to you, that's a request that we could do. But I know already that Amber could run a report that would show monthly what transfers in and out of these capitals already occur.
I would certainly be comfortable with that. Then we're informed which projects turn out to be costing us more. Mm-hmm. But I also think even that step is asking people to do something that is more than what we need to know. Because if they're giving me these three bridges for $600,000, I am a happy legislator.
Exactly.
And I know my folks in Denning that are getting one of these are happy folks.
Absolutely.
And Gardner, and I forget where the other one is.
Sargent.
So Dean's going to hold it up.
So I would ask that my name be added to this resolution.
Because there was another one with the same question, but we'll discuss that at Ways and Means.
Can you add my name to that resolution? Only
sure.
Only because it's Sargentis.
When we start working on the one in the Esopus, I'll do the same.
and you didn't formally propose an amendment, so we can just vote on it just as
for
it
discussion.
Is.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't call the vote, did I?
No.
Okay, I'm calling the vote.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution number 65, amending 2019-24 capital improvement program, establishing capital project 533 for the Maltby Hollow Bridge in the town of Olive.
I will move that.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Open up for discussion.
I would like to request that my name be added to this as well.
Okay.
My folks in Olive are going to be very happy for this bridge. And there's funding from the Shokan Watershed Stream Management Plan, so it's particularly nice.
Mm-hmm. I needed some explanation on that, but I understand the pass-through of the funds, so I think that's great. Any other discussion?
Thank you.
Okay, I'll call the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
I will abstain.
Okay, we have one abstention.
On the basis of?
Employment.
Mm-hmm. Any opposed? Okay, so move for 4 ayes and a 1 abstention. Legislator Litz. Resolution number 22, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 with Cornell Cooperative Extension.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second, you had some
for
questions.
Oh,
you had your questions answered.
They were answered.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
And if I could have my name added to this one as well.
This is the revenue.
Yeah.
Right.
My question was, I thought we were paying Cornell to build bridges now or design them. So.
they seem to be able
to
do anything.
So that's the conversation we had today.
Yeah.
She said, I just thought they planted flowers and trees. Yeah.
And
I didn't know they built bridges now.
Waterways.
Would somebody remind me? Because I was keeping track and then I messed up the laptop. Just remind me what the nature of this contract with Cornell is.
It's a pass-through from the Ashokan
Watershed Stream Management Program to go to the
Got it. Thank
consultant
you.
That we're going to have in the next resolution.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Any further discussion? So I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I will abstain.
Okay. So four in favor, one abstention. Legislator Litz. Looks like our... two more. Our next resolution is number 23, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 with Greenman Peterson, Inc.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
You can't write and second at the same time.
Could you
add my name as a sponsor on this one, too, please?
Now, these were the engineering company that responded to these RFP.
This okay. is the actual design contract for okay. the last.
Because it's not Cornell.
No. TPO.
Any other discussion? If not, I'll call a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I will abstain.
All right, so that's four ayes, one abstention. Legislator Litz.
How many jobs you got, Herb?
It's all the same.
You're a busy man.
No, it's all the same bridge. I'm Greenman Peterson's doing the design. That's my company.
It's well, okay. well hidden.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a GPI shirt.
Yeah, I've seen a GPI gear, but I never knew that that's what it stood for.
Greenman Peterson.
Final resolution, number 69, amending capital project number 482, countywide radio system for the Department of Emergency Communications.
And I'll move that.
Motion moved. Second.
I'll second that.
And could I have my name added to this resolution?
Mine also. It's a long time coming.
Roughly 532,000, a lot of us buying radio equipment. This was a discussion you had with Steve Peterson at the public safety.
Mm-hmm.
But buying radio equipment and others for, you know, the different EMS.
And I would just flag that Denning has some particular issues that maybe, I'm not sure, I think maybe a discussion with Tom, but I've talked with the fire chief out there, and some of their equipment is in Sullivan County, and they have frequencies that they're using that the other system isn't using, and part of what they have been looking forward to this, but they also don't know if it's really going to help them as much as they would like. So what I asked him to do was to wait until this grant was coming in, and then if there's a need for a conversation, to delineate what they don't have that they need.
So this is one phase of the grant. I mean, overall the towers are being replaced, and that's mm-hmm. not what this specific resolution is. This is for radio equipment, essentially.
Right.
But there is an interoperability grant that's interoperability capital, I should say, that's in the teens of millions of dollars, you know, that will overall benefit areas like Denning. This is just the radio equipment portion of it. We're working on getting, you know, more state funding and federal funding so that we can get on one channel and all, basically. Interoperability, so that if someone's coming down from Albany and they need to jump on a channel, they can, you know, all of the radio equipment works together.
What they do out there right now is they maintain two separate systems
right.
to make sure that they can do it. So they're
right,
looking forward
right.
to the day when
it can all be one.
But,
right.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's a long process. But
yes.
We're in the middle of it.
It is a long
well,
process.
It's great to see these resolutions coming forward.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've heard stories where they actually use cell phones because the equipment is not working.
They're using smoke signals, if they, you know, sometimes. That sometimes literally people have to drive in their car down to a different part of this town in order to get their signal or to get on a Wi-Fi network and send information. So they're doing creative problem solving, which makes sense. It's a very rural area.
Right.
It goes through, you know, part of the town is divided by Sullivan County. But just as we're doing this, if we can look for opportunities to make... the better out there,
yep.
it's needs it.
Mm. think that the next grant cycle's coming up. Can the county apply for that under Steve SAMS, Peterson's or they cannot?
I mean, yeah. He applies for every grant, and it comes to this. Right, I'm not sure how this ended up. I guess it's a capital project, but this is really under, you know, emergency management. I guess all capital projects come through this department, but this is not really a public works capital project. Uh-huh. It's an emergency management, but he goes after every single grant that is possible. Okay.
And this is 100% reimbursed by the state of New York.
That's awesome.
Yes. And it passed in law enforcement and public safety the other night.
Yeah, I was there for that one. Yeah. Okay. So there's no...
I have a comment on the resolutions. It's not really new business or old business.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. We didn't vote on it.
No.
Sorry.
So I'll call the vote.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. On to new business. Legislator Nolan.
Well, it's actually sort of more old business. I just wanted to compliment Tom and the team that most of these resolutions now have gender neutral flag staffing and flag personnel, but a few of them slipped through, so I was hoping we could correct those. It's just typographical, or correct it for the future. It's resolutions number 24, 25, 26, and 28 have flagmen. Some of them also have flaggers in the same resolution or flag crew, and those are great alternatives, which I appreciate.
I'm sorry, was that 24, 25, 26, and 28?
Yes.
Okay.
I found one of them reading it, and then I just did a search for flagmen, and those were the ones that came up. Yep. And so
those are all amendments of an older contract where we had to carry over the language.
I apologize. I thought I had done all those.
You know, there's more that were gender neutral than that were flagmen. So I saw that there had been an effort.
Those must have been the older contracts.
Yeah, and there was reference in two of them to the MUST, what is it? MUTCD.
Yep. Annual Uniform Traffic.
Right.
Control Devices.
So maybe we should actually consider sending a letter. I haven't looked at that, but maybe some of that language comes from them, and we could...
That's a federal and state document.
Federal and state. Well, let's move those guys into the 21st century, except I guess it's those people.
Could be our first memorializing resolution.
Yes, it could be. I think somebody submitted one, didn't they?
Did they? I don't know. I haven't seen one come up yet.
Would it be Tom that I would contact to see if he'd help me write that resolution? Or Don?
A memorializing
resolution to ask. Well, we need to check the manual first because maybe it's good. But my suspicion is that it's still behind us.
Right.
And then we could send it and ask them to, the next time they update their manual, update.
Sure, reach out to Tom.
Good.
Federal government.
I will make that.
That's Donald.
I'm going to lean heavily on legislative counsel on this one.
Okay. All right.
Because Tom is not going to have a ton of time, but Tom will assist.
Okay. I'm looking for your suggestions on... Yep. Who's the best collaborator?
I just as far as writing a memorializing resolution, it would be legislative counsel.
Okay.
But Tom will assist in any way he can.
Okay. I bet I can get some help from the legislative clerks on this one.
I just have one question for Mark. Are you still on target for starting the fire training center in Ulster on Ulster Landing Road this spring?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going towards 30% documents. I mean, it'll go out to bid.
Okay.
I don't know that we were ever going to start construction. I think we're looking at like a somewhere around June construction start.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Is that tall enough to put some more repeaters on?
Probably not.
No.
I think
more the better, I think.
I mean, it's two or three
it
stories.
They're burning it down now.
It's
fake smoke.
I we'd have to look at it.
Okay.
If we can put repeaters up there, we might want to just put solar instead. But we're burning in it, so I don't know what we... we have to be careful what we're putting on it.
It's a silly question, but is it, I mean, real? It's not just, you know, maple flavored smoke or scented smoke?
No, this is these are burn rooms.
Okay, well then, it wouldn't be good to put a $20,000 piece of equipment on it.
That's for Town of Ulster.
Yes.
Okay.
I got to keep track.
All right, any other discussion? Motion to adjourn?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Mike. Again, a very large agenda in less than an hour.
Okay.
Laura, you did an excellent job tonight.
You would have kicked me if I didn't.
No. Not for your first one.